Good morning, it's 8464CA. Want to talk about a bit of a challenging subject this morning, dementia. It can be such a challenge, obviously for the person who's suffering from dementia, but sometimes what's underestimated is the impact that it actually has on families, particularly if the loved one is somebody who's been maybe somebody you've looked up to, a parent, a grandparent, a tower of strength, a rock in your life, and just to see them slip away and disappear into, you know, sometimes the murkiness and the madness can be just a real challenge for people. My interesting guest this morning, he's a young lad, he's only 15 years of age, and I guess he's had a first-hand experience of dementia, dealing with grandparents. Cody Leanders, he joins me this morning. Cody, how you going, lad?
I'm going wonderful. Yourself?
Yeah, look, I'm really good and really interested to talk to you because I know for young men your age, around 15 years of age, sometimes, you know, dealing with these type of things, it's an adult issue. You know, sometimes older parents can seem like aliens in so many ways. But you've done something pretty amazing. Tell me a little bit more about your journey, I believe, with your grandparents and them slipping away into dementia. How's that affected you?
Well, it's affected me a fair bit because it's just really hard to face that issue with them because you can kind of just see them slipping away in front of you. Like, their whole life, they kind of lose contact with who you are as a person, and it's really difficult to watch that happen.
Did they sometimes take a while to even remember who you are when you go and see them?
Sometimes. It's not too bad. But, yeah, that can happen. It's pretty tough.
And, you know, I should imagine, you know, you spent time with them when they were very strong and people that you've known that were very capable. So I guess the impact of that has obviously had, you know, a bit of an effect on you as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, look, you know, the interesting thing from my perspective and what I want to talk to you about is something quite amazing that you've done, and I kind of hinted on this earlier. Often for younger people, it's just too much of a challenge. It's more of an older person's issue. It could be your parents' issue, particularly when it's your grandparents, and you kind of just can't connect. You kind of disconnect from it. In some ways, you just don't want to know about it. But you've done something pretty amazing. You've written a song and performed a song that you've released certainly onto YouTube and onto Spotify. It's an amazing song. You've done an incredible thing. As I said, you're a young fella. You go to school there on the Gold Coast. Tell me a little bit more about your decision to write and record this song called Memory.
I suppose I was in a bit of a writing kind of rut for the music, and I didn't really know what to write about. So I was thinking about it a lot and thinking kind of about my grandparents at that time and how they're going, and it kind of just came to me naturally. Like, every phrase I would say would just come to me naturally, thinking about my experiences with them.
It sounds like a really emotional journey, and it's amazing how well you've captured it, Cody, for somebody who's basically, I believe, used a friend's garage recording studio. I thought at first it might have even been made in your bedroom, but you did get at least some assistance there with some friends and a semi-professional recording studio. But I believe all the overlays, basically the whole concept, is something you've done on your own.
Yeah, my friend only really helped record and stuff.
Yeah.
And he came up with a couple of the software instruments and things. But apart from that, I came up with everything.
Okay, well, look, let's have a bit of a listen just so people have a bit of an idea of what we're talking about. And I think you'll be pretty impressed with the soaring and swirling nature of this. It's about losing a loved one.
Forget sides of the brain are spinning again and again.
Wow, it's pretty amazing, Cody. It's a pretty lush sound, really, isn't it?
Thank you. I probably achieved that mainly with the guitar. I double-tracked that, so I had two microphones instead of one, which really helped achieve that kind of warm but also somewhat bright sound. And with the chords, I achieved more of a melancholic feeling.
I do notice on the website there on YouTube, and I'm going to put a link to that to the full song on YouTube for the listeners to check out the complete song. It's called Emo Folk. Tell me more. What does that mean? I don't even know what emo folk is.
Well, that was more a decision from my producer, Jack, because I didn't really have an envisionment for what kind of genre it was going to be, so I kind of just left it up to him, and I completely agree with him. Well, emo is kind of like a sad genre in total. It's very melancholic and somewhat empty, but emo folk is like a subdivision of emo. And I guess that comes from the somewhat uplifting sound of the song, which is it's envisioning the memories of what we had left, like the good memories that we still had of them.
And look, you know, without going into details, I know your auntie, and she, when she heard those words, you know, please don't forget me, she cried.
Oh, really?
And I guess that's the emotional contact and I guess what you've managed to do. And, you know, with what you do as a performer, I guess that's the key thing. If you can actually connect with people emotionally, that's really what it's about. And I think you've achieved that, Cody.
Yeah, I really try to connect with people as much as I can because that's how you make a good song. That's how you achieve well when writing music.
And it's interesting, you know, because, you know, people will have their own interpretation. It may mean something completely different to them, but I guess that doesn't matter. What you've written about is something that's obviously dear to you and it's important to you, but as long as you get that connection with people, I think that's the key thing, and I think you've done an amazing job. And look, you know, as I said at the beginning of the interview as well, sometimes for people around your age, 15-year-old young male, you know, sometimes it's just not something you deal with. It might be seen is not cool. So, I mean, I think, you know, I really appreciate and recognise your empathy there. You've done a great job. Now, look, it's interesting because I understand you're actually thinking about studying medicine. What about being a musician? Do you think you could do both things?
Maybe. I'm not completely sure. I'm going to make sure that I definitely still have time to become a musician and grow as a musician. 100%. I'm going to make sure I still have time.
Mate, you're 15 years of age. You're a Queenslander. You got a lot ahead of you. But, you know, I think it's amazing what you've done. And to be able to, I guess, have that empathy and also to have that connection with people with what you've done, it's a real talent. It's a real credit to you. Keep working hard. You're going to go a long way.
Thank you. Thank you heaps for inviting me.
You can sing someone's praises.
I am your number one fan.
You can